bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
So, take full ownership of your choices. Let me say this. I think one of the big challenges we have, Africans generally have this, because our societies are communal. So everything we do it with people. We go everywhere with people. Somebody is going to a funeral. He can't even just decide, I want to go out to a funeral. He says, go and pick. Oh, I'm going to a funeral. Can you join me? Going to a funeral. Can you join me? Get people to join them. I'm going to market. Can you join me? I'm going to see this. Can you join me? We always want people around us because we are not able to independently own our choices. And the people who cannot do that are not self-governed. And therefore, it affects the quality of leadership that we produce. Because one of the challenges of leadership is that you have to sometimes stand alone for what you believe in. And if you have a whole culture that does not support independent thinking, you cannot produce self-governed individuals. They may be positionally in power, but actively they are not leading. They may be moving in circles. So a self-governed person assumes full ownership of his or her choices. Number two, a self-governed person accepts personal responsibility for his or her actions. You don't blame others for their situation. The implication of a self-governed life is that you can't blame someone else for the way your life has turned out. You can't blame someone else if you fail to reach your high goals. Since I'm using this term both in a political sense and in a personal sense, for example, Ghana, we can't blame the British colonial rule, the British, for our nation after 60 years. Whom are you going to blame? You can't blame unfair world economic order. You can't blame America. You can't blame Trump if he doesn't want you to come to his country. Is it your country? You can blame somebody for that. Because one of the principles of self-government is that you are fully responsible for the outcome of your life. Your father may not have taken good care of you, but you can take good care of yourself. Your father mistreated your mother, but you can treat your wife well. You can't say, well, this is my family, this is our habit, this is what I came to meet. But you are a person that is governed independently. You are not under the rule of your father any longer. Self-government means I'm in charge by the help of the Holy Spirit. My mother was like this, but I'm not going to be like that. My father was like this, I'm not going to be like that. This is how everybody in my neighborhood is, but I'm not going to be like that. It means you assume full responsibility for your actions. You can't blame somebody else. You are where you are because that is where you have chosen to be. The four lepers at the gate of Samaria. When Samaria is surrounded by the Syrian army, and everybody is hemmed in. Mothers are killing their children. King has no clue what to do. Four lepers ask the most profound question a leader must ask. Why do I sit here and die? We will arise and move on. That's a self-motivated, self-directed person. The locust person, the locust mentality. So nobody took you to school. But since you became an adult, have you taken yourself to school? So nobody loved you. But since you grew up, have you learned to love yourself and love other people? So your father was a bad example. But since you grew up, have you become a good example? If you don't get self-government right, We will only be in the process of promoting people. That's why here we like posts. Have you noticed what happens when people are going for parliamentary vetting? A whole entourage of chiefs and relatives and friends are behind him. And when they get past, they pour white powder on him as if he has succeeded. He has done nothing. Achieved nothing. Set no goals. Fulfilled nothing. But for us, the post is the end of it. Once you get a post, look at what happens in Ghana. The moment somebody gets a position, it's a party. It's white powder. It's wearing white. It's having all kinds of, and he has achieved nothing. Because position is more important to us than achievement. And why is a position important? It's not because of what he's going to do. But everybody's thinking. The chief is thinking, oh, he's a minister. Ooh, now I will have a nice car. The father, the brother is thinking, oh, my brother is a minister. Now, our family struggles, sign of the cross, are over. So we live our lives by proxy. We live our lives through others. We live our lives through others. It's a whole culture of dependency. No self-government. The self-governed person is one who assumes full ownership of their choices, accepts personal responsibility for their actions. And number three, self-governed person adopts values and principles to guide their lives. They don't live anyhow. They live their lives intentionally. They have rules. As I said earlier on, when Ghana became independent, we adopted values. We called it constitution. To live our lives. This is how we want to govern ourselves as a nation. That's how we're going to live our lives. We make bylaws, we make rules. If you're a self-governed person, you have to determine your life's principles, your life's rules. What do you stand for? Where do you stand on issues? Are you able to defend what you stand for? Or you bend your argument to always favor the popular opinion? And just because everybody agrees to something doesn't mean it's right. One of the most profound statements you find in the Bible, especially in the prophets in the Old Testament, God will raise a prophet like Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel, and he says, go and prophesy against the whole house of Israel. Do you know what that means? One man against the whole nation. In other words, the whole nation's point of view is wrong. And God raises you and says, go and prophesy against the whole house of Israel. Now, if the people were to vote at that time, the whole house of Israel would not vote with the prophet. Because the majority would be wrong. So just because an idea is a popular idea does not make it right. Just because everybody in the media is saying something is going a certain way doesn't mean that's the way it's going. Because sometimes somebody has to rise against the whole house. And you cannot do that until you are self-governed. Because if you're not self-governed, people will govern you. You qualify to govern others after you've learned to govern yourself. I'll touch more on that in the part two of this message. But you qualify to lead others after you've learned to lead yourself. Leading people is not just about being promoted over them. It's about being able to provide a productive direction that leads or brings everybody to a preferred or desirable end. That means if I'm your leader, I must be able to bring all of us to a place that is better than where we are now. That's what leadership is all about. It's not that I can talk anyhow to you, but I can offer something that brings us to a better place. Now, if I have not been to that better place, I cannot take you there. You will follow me into destruction. You qualify to govern others after you've learned to govern yourself. And I think one of the things we have to really learn, teach our young teenagers as they grow up, kids as they're growing up, is how to govern themselves. And sometimes it means letting people make a decision and suffer the consequence for it. Touching the fire, feeling the burn, and know the fire burns, not theoretically, but in reality. Because that little fire that burns that child when they just touch that candle will save them later when there's a big fire somewhere. They won't look at the fire and say, "That's a nice color. I like the colors, the red, the orange." They will run away. But if you don't teach them that lesson early, later in life, they will approach danger without knowing they're approaching danger, because you always protected them from danger. We have to teach people how to govern themselves, how to lead themselves, how to order their own lives. Especially our sons. Because every son will be a husband and will put his name on another woman and the children. And woe if he doesn't know what he's doing with his life. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. And then Proverbs 25, verse 8. Proverbs 16, 32. "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." I want you to note the phrase, "rules his spirit." Then Proverbs 25, verse 28. "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." Note the phrase, "rule over his own spirit," or "rules his spirit." Now, when the Bible talks about the spirit here, it's not in reference to the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to explain what the Bible means by ruling, having rule, having control over your spirit. So what is the spirit that we must have rule over? Now, he didn't say you have to start ruling over people, but he says you are ruling over your spirit. Something within you, you start controlling what is within you before you control what is without you. If I can't control what is in me, I cannot control what is outside me. It starts with governing what is in me before I govern what is outside me. And that's what the passage is saying. You govern what is inside before you govern what is outside. You control what is inside before you control what is outside. So what does it mean to rule your spirit? Number one, the spirit there refers to your conscience. Conscience. Conscience is what helps you to know between right and wrong. This is the master guide for all our choices and actions. The ability to discern between right and wrong. Most decisions, choices we make in life, as individuals and as leaders, is based on whether something is right or wrong. Every temptation we face requires that we are able to judge between right and wrong. And sometimes it's difficult to determine what is right and wrong, especially in a very disorganized society. For example, you are driving in Ghana where the traffic rules don't apply. And you wonder, should I obey the rules or also disobey the rules? Because when I obey the rules, I put myself in danger. Because everybody is disobeying the rules. And you have to really discern What is right to do in this circumstance? And every leader is processing what is right and what is wrong. Is this right? Is it wrong? Should I do it? Should I not do it? Is it the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? Conscience. You must control that. So before you start controlling people, control conscience. Have rule over your conscience. Because people who have no rule over the conscience begin to do things that really becomes very destructive. Very destructive. And you wonder, what was he thinking when he was doing that? What was he thinking? Have you ever asked, you hear that somebody has done something very outrageous and you ask, what was he thinking? In other words, what was in his conscience? Didn't he know the difference between right and wrong? Sometimes people don't master that. So life is not determined by right and wrong. They just do what is convenient, what is presented. And if they feel it should be done, then they do it. But if we're going to be self-governed people, we have to rule our spirit. Number one is conscience. Number two is your devotion. Devotion is what you feel deeply about, the things you feel very deeply about. You have to clarify the things you feel very deeply about. Clarify them. Everyone has something that they are devoted to. Everyone. Everybody's a devotee. It can be God. For some people, it's football. For some people, it's having fun. For some people, it's making money. For some people, it's knowledge. Where your devotion is, there will your heart be. Your devotion fuels your passion. And until you govern the things you are devoted to, self-leadership becomes very difficult because you'll be driven by your passions. Between all of us suffered that, you know. You go to school, you're giving homework, and then TV. And in our day, it is watching Bonanza, Damblocker, or the High Chaparral, or the Lone Ranger. I know most of you are lost. So, should I do the homework or go and watch TV? Or a concert party has come to town and they are in that local nightclub and everybody is going there. But you have a homework. What are you devoted to? If you're devoted to fun, you're going to go for fun and fail. And later blame your grandmother for failing. And in this time, people are devoted to all kinds of things. Football, spend all their time watching football, following Chelsea and Arsenal. And none of them give you any bit of the money they are earning. So check what you are devoted to. Control your devotions. Number three, control your beliefs. Re-examine what you consider to be true. To have rule over your spirit is to have control over your belief system. As a self-governed person, you must always check what your beliefs are and whether they are in line with God's will. Our world, through the school system and through the media, is working very hard to change the world's belief system. And they're working so hard that we don't even know that they are trying to make us a different people. So over time, things that we all know to be wrong are made to be right. Check your belief system. And number four, you have to control your desires. Have rule over your desires. The things you really wish to have, re-evaluate them. Adam and Eve lost paradise because they could not govern their desires. Samson lost his life because he couldn't govern his desires. David brought dishonor to himself and his family because he couldn't govern his desires. Presidents have fallen. Great sportsmen have fallen. Great preachers have fallen. Great politicians. People who were so respected have been destroyed because they couldn't govern their spirit, their conscience, their devotions, their beliefs, their desires. A self-governed person must monitor these four. Because if you don't monitor them well, you will do things that will shock you. You look at yourself and say, is it me? Yeah, it's you. I didn't know I could ever do that. Yeah. Because as you grow in leadership, the stakes become higher. The temptations become more powerful and more subtle. And if you don't right off develop these self-governing tools of governing your spirit, your conscience, your devotions, your beliefs, your desires, temptations will be presented to you and mislead you. Before we qualify to lead other people, we must lead ourselves. And the passage we just read said, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. In the days when that was written, cities had walls. These days it's very difficult to wall a city. How do you wall Accra? It's just expanding like an amoeba by the day. So you can wall it. But cities were walled in those days. And to keep them safe, to keep them secure, and to give them identity. So when you went to a place, you knew that this is Jericho, or that is Jerusalem, or that is Babylon, because you could identify it through the wall. Now the passage says that if you cannot control your inner drives, you are like a city whose walls are broken down. What does that mean? When our walls are broken down, it means that we have lost our sense of identity. We've lost our identity. We don't know who you are again. Have you ever heard people say, you know, I knew this guy. We went to school together. We were friends. But then, you know, he got this promotion and now I don't know who he is any longer. Have you heard people say that? And people say, I don't know, he's become another person. I don't know who he is any longer. He's lost identity. Why has he lost identity? His walls have been broken. Why have the walls broken? Because he couldn't govern himself. He's lost. Look at him. Oh, you can't even know. When we were in school, he was different. Last year, he was different. This year, he got a post. I can't tell. He's a different man. Lose your identity, sense of who you are. Because people will project things on you. When our walls are broken, we are exposed to external attacks. Everybody can come into our lives and mislead us. And when our walls are broken, we lose control of our treasures. We lose control of our gifts, our talents, our abilities, the things that are important. We lose control over them. Some lose control over their families. There are people who had great families, married, nice, great wife, great children, until they were promoted in life. They lost the wife, lost children, lost relationships, lost everything because the walls are down. If you get a position without the ability to govern yourself, that position can destroy you. Believe you me, I've seen it many times. People are sometimes very good people until they get a position. And when our walls are broken down, we lose the right to be an example to others. We cannot be leaders any longer. The self-governed person governs others because he is able to govern himself. If you can't govern yourself, whom do you lead? You definitely can't tell people, listen to what I say, but don't follow my example. It's like the father who has a bottle of gin in front of him, quaffing the gin and telling his son, be careful. You don't have to drink. Or the doctor who is smoking and telling the smoking patient, don't smoke. It will hurt your lungs. Yeah, it's a good advice, but he's looking at you and say, but you are the doctor, but you... And you're telling me not to do it? You lose the authority to lead others because your walls are broken down. Or the mother who is misbehaving in her marriage, telling the daughter, you have to be a nice woman and you have to don't follow the man. And your daughter is looking at you and say, who is telling who what to do? You are not self-governed. How can you govern me? And many times children get angry with their parents because the parents are not self-governed, but they want to govern the children. And your example doesn't qualify you to tell them what to do. If we're going to be effective leaders, whether as parents or we're going to be leaders in our community, in our families, a teacher in a classroom, a professor, the head of your company or a departmental head, divisional head, team leader, head of a nation, wherever we function, if you're going to function any level of leadership, we have to govern ourselves first. It is self-government that gives us the authority to now govern other people. True leadership starts with self-government. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otteville, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otteville. Email otteville@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.